We continue Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach to learn Hilcha Shabbos Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Simen Pei Dalet Tzif Hei. Chigur, somebody who can't walk, v'ken achoy l'shamet mecholyoy, somebody who was ill and just got better, v'ken zok a very elderly individual, she'ef shloy klal, leilach b'loy makal. All of these individuals are people who have difficulty walking without a cane, but may use a cane on Shabbos. Avum if he can walk without a cane, indeed at home he goes without a cane. But when he goes outdoors, he takes along a cane to hold on to. Usser, that is not permitted on Shabbos. A blind person may not go with a cane in a city that doesn't have an Erev. And somebody who doesn't need a cane altogether, also may not go out on Shabbos with a cane. Even in a place where there are Erevin, somebody who only needs a cane when he's walking on places that are difficult to walk, up a mountain, it's steps, then the levush is a little more machmer in not allowing him to have a cane. Because the levush's approach is that since he's not doesn't need the cane all the time, he may come to carry the cane. The halachas that we're discussing here apply also to somebody who has to go walk with a walker. When we speak about a wheelchair is a little more complicated. Certainly, if it involves somebody else pushing the wheelchair, it's a difficult question if that other individual may push the wheelchair. Through a nachri pushing the wheelchair, that is probably the best advice that can be given to somebody who wants to go outside on Shabbos if he needs to go with a wheelchair. When we speak about a blind person that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says may not use a cane, is because this person really could walk. It's his lack of ability to see that causes him to have a cane. But there are poskim that even the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch takes a strict approach. There are poskim that are more lenient. Darach HaShulchan is more lenient, particularly in a place where a blind person is unfortunately not familiar and there's much greater concern that he may not be able to walk without his cane. Certainly somebody who walks with a cane just because he thinks it makes him distinguished should not go out with a cane on Shabbos. Mishos B'Shal Sholos, somebody who's chained, Mutter Lotzes Ben, can wear those chains on Shabbos. The primary condition to be able to go so is if it's connected to his body, not just to his clothing. And that halacha would apply for different medical devices. Medical devices that are attached to the body, for example, a hearing aid or different types or oxygen that somebody has to have with them all the time. If it's connected to the body, then there's room for leniency. To carry them is not simple. So, for example, Chas v'Shalom, somebody needs to go with an oxygen tank that he's carrying, that becomes much more complicated to be lenient on. Sif Zayin, En Yotze B'Ksharim, one may not go out with something which is like a stilt. Where these are tall pieces of wood that people could put their foot on. Apparently they were used to walk through mud or water. One could go out with a Band-Aid. Apparently it's a medicated Band-Aid. But you're not allowed to put it on Shabbos. That touches the halacha that we're going to discuss of refuah and Shabbos. Kilfi shimarapis, since it's there for medical purposes, harei katachshet, the halacha views it as a tachshet. V'yocha l'karcha b'mat l'shen chshuva, b'tel gabaritia, it could be tied with some sort of a, they didn't have, I guess, the adhesive on the band-aids, so they used to tie it with a piece of material. It could be tied to the body with that piece of material. Avodav chashev, if what you're using to tie it is something significant, going with bachas or going with a nice a handkerchief, also lechahula l'fish ena bottle gaburitia, doesn't become part of the band-aid. The gamla have a derech malbush, and it's also not the way material is normally worn on Shabbos. And now we have a new issue of masa. It's considered that I'm carrying on Shabbos. Sif tas yotzu v'moich, one may go out with a piece of material that's put into the ear, levloya lecha shatzayis oizen, to capture the moisture on the that's out of the ear, that may come out of the ear. Dafkish shoshim ahodik shem hetiv. It has to be able to be put into the ear, for example, tightly, shlayuchalipol, that it won't fall out. Same thing would apply. The Paiskim say people sometimes put cotton in their ear because they have some sort of issue with the ear, or somebody puts cotton into the ear to protect them from the wind and from the cold. Again, if it's put in well, where it's most unlikely that it's going to fall out, then the halacha is you may go out. On the other hand, wearing earplugs, there the Paiskim are much more machmer. Because if somebody's wearing earplugs and then he meets somebody who wants to tell him something and the earplugs prevent them from being able to hear what's being said to him, there we have to be much more concerned. But that could shush. Furthermore, when we speak about a Band-Aid on Shabbos, if the Band-Aid is put on Shabbos itself and it's not actually a refuah, it's just to protect the area that's wounded, or if a person puts something on a wound on Shabbos because he's embarrassed by the way it looks and people won't like the way it looks, so he just wants to cover it so it should be visible, that is permissible. Furthermore, says the Kaddish Shulchan Aruch, we could put something into the shoe. If, however, it has to be that it's not going to fall out. And therefore, people are allowed to put insoles into the shoes if their shoe is a full shoe. But if somebody is wearing a shoe that isn't a full shoe, and like a slipper or what cracks, where something could fall out on Shabbos easily, so there, only if they're glued into the shoe, and the concern, there's no reason for concern that they're going to fall out, is the room for leniency. Sif Yud, Seitze Isha B'mach Shizkina L'nidosa, a woman has some sort of something to prevent her from getting dirty when she's in Nida, she shouldn't wear that. Or she wears some sort of a garment to protect her body from getting dirty. Unless it's a full-fledged garment. If it's put there to protect herself, if it could cause her personal discomfort, then she can wear it. Sefiralf b'makom refesh v'tit. If somebody's walking through a muddy area, mutal hagbi k'tzas begodav, he can raise his clothing, shlo yislach alchud, that they shouldn't get dirty. Avlagbi legamri, to pick them up entirely, that sort of makes the garment superfluous, that would be usur. Mutal if your base, mutal atz b'shabbos shneim malbushim zel gavzer. One can walk out on Shabbos with two garments, one on top of the other. Even though he doesn't really need the second garment, and the only reason he's wearing it is he's taking it so that for the purpose of somebody else, that still it's mutter. But this, that it's mutter, is only if he's wearing two garments that in a way that people wear such two garments. In other words, somebody is putting on a coat on top of his suit because he wants to get that coat to somebody else. So since people obviously wear coats on top of their garments, so then he's allowed to wear that garment even though he is not necessarily interested in wearing a coat. However, if he's wearing it, it's in a way that nobody wears garments that way, and it's obvious that's only being worn to be able to transport on behalf of somebody else, that is not permissible. One could only wear these two garments, one on top of the other, if during the week people wear these two garments sometimes, one on top of the other. They have a derech malbush, because now it falls into the category of a garment. And as we've been learning from the beginning of the siman, that garments may be worn on Shabbos. Even if he usually doesn't, for example, the example we gave, wear a coat. Nobody ever wears two coats, this second garment. Also, losses ben b'Shabbos. Now that may not be worn in Shabbos, because now it's not in the category of a garment anymore. B'shem davasheni k'may masa now becomes something that you're carrying. V'kein hadin b'shtei pen ampliyos. The same halach would apply with shoes. If somebody wears two shoes, if nobody wears two pairs of shoes, one on top of another, that is not normal and would not be allowed. When the poskim discuss about rubbers, galoshes, to protect shoes, even though his main purpose is to protect his shoes from getting wet or dirty, so we spoke earlier about only being allowed to wear something which protects you, not protects your clothing. But typically, somebody who wears this is also looking to protect his body, not only protect his shoes, and therefore there's room to be lenient. But again, here too, the halacha repeats itself, that one has to be most careful that it's put on tightly, that there's no concern it's going to fall off on Shabbos. Similarly, says the Kitzchunach, "Kaiva Godla Gav Katan Kedoyma," wearing a hat over his yarmulke. Again, since many people who wear hats continue to wear their yarmulke, so then we could be lenient. Certainly, one has to be careful that the hat that he's wearing fits well, that there's no concern that it'll fall off. Putting on top of one's hat a covering, a plastic bag, is not so simple, because again, it's not meant to be there as a garment. It's only there to protect your hat, and there the poskim take a stricter view. Sifyut gimel shtei chagur zugavzu, two belts, one on top of each other. In minik hamakom lachakar, that's the way people wear belts in that place. Lamata chagur gurua, they first wear a poor type of belt. And then on top of it, they wear a nice belt. So then you could wear these belts on Shabbos. Even though now his real goal is because he only needs one belt, the other belt's being taken out just on behalf of somebody else. That's, it's a place where nobody wears two belts. Even though he's wearing it, and he's wearing it for himself, not to carry out for somebody else, the halacha will be usur. The kivin sheyesh lo dai ba'achas, since one belt is sufficient for him, hava shniya, the second belt, k'may masa, becomes like something you're carrying on Shabbos, which of course is prohibited. Mekam akayim mutalotz b'shtei chaburus, k'yesh mal b'shmafsik b'neim. When there's two separate garments, so then you could wear a belt for each garment. kigon ha-tachtor al-mechnasayim, if the bottom belt is around your pants, v'yon al-gabasarbo, and the upper belt is around your jacket, so-yesh le-hanov tells b'shteyem, that's the way people walk with this, people wear these clothings, if there's a jacket that comes with a belt or a gato, and therefore it would be permissible. A handkerchief that is used to clean the nose can be used as a belt. However, when you tie that handkerchief, one should not make a double knot. If a person wears suspenders, Yisirim b'Shabbos, he shouldn't use them on Shabbos if he's using the belt, the handkerchief as a belt. Kadesh Teilem HaPachas L'Tzorich, and therefore he'll have a right to wear that handkerchief. V'yesh Noigim L'Korcha Sovav HaTzaver, there are those that put this handkerchief around the neck. V'zeh Eina Mota El Ma'en Shom HaTachas Acheres, this may not be done unless he doesn't have a different scarf. And sometimes this is what he uses in the place of the scarf. Even though it's not common to wear a scarf that way, but if he always wears a scarf, and this could be construed as a scarf, it would be permissible. Of course, when you tie it, you have to tie it in a halachically permissible manner that you could tie on Shabbos. Avam nois to rak atzava, but if you just put it around your neck, v'ktzava's tulon lefonav, they're just hanging there, you don't have it tied in any way, zeh segomer, that may not be done. V'kein lo karchasava regal, or if you want to tie your handkerchief around your leg, or sviv sayad around your hand, a lot of spell, and walk out that way, that would be usher, because nobody wears a handkerchief that way, nobody wears material around their body, around their leg, around their hand. Sif tazor bati yadayim, gloves, yesh matirin lotsus ben b'Shabbos, that those that say you may wear them on Shabbos, v'yesh oisrim, and say, some say that you may not go out. That gloves that are only worn for, to keep the hands clean, or gloves that are worn just to, it's a style, there's much less of a heter to wear them. Somebody who wears a muff that you put both hands into them, that is yesh lachol tvei, there's more room for leniency. There are, when we speak about earmuffs, some compare it to the halacha of the gloves that we just mentioned. Others are more lenient because people are more likely to take off their gloves and therefore carry them in the Rishus Rabbim versus taking off ear covering that there's really no reason under normal circumstances to take them out, to take them off in the street on Shabbos.